Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success.
In 2020, Practice Disrupted set out to explore the evolution of architectural practice in a changing world. We interviewed over 20 thought leaders who shared insights on change in their careers, business management, and their practices from a pre-COVID world.
And that was a big part of going into film, is that I felt like it was more accessible than doing architecture, you know? I looked at it like people are more aware or exposed to the house in Fight Club than they are of a Tadao Ando building.
Particularly on the architectural side, it's actually most common that if you're coming off of one type of project, you're not going right on to another project of that same type. And that's intentional as a way of keeping people on their toes and thinking with fresh eyes about each type of project and possibility.
What I've been hearing a lot from people who have been forced to work from home is that that's been a real challenge, that they want to go back into the office because they feel like there's so much missing and they feel disconnected and a lack of culture. And that's totally understandable when you have a company that wasn't set up to support virtual culture. I mean, it is something that you have to understand and plan for from the get-go, that you're not going to be able to depend on having this in-person connection and lean on that you have to be very intentional about setting up a culture and making it clear and transparent.
In season two, we'll continue to expand our reach to discover how the pandemic has continued to shift architectural practice in a post-COVID world and how we navigate this change.
Welcome back to Practice Disrupted.
In 2021, we'll explore what makes a successful hybrid practice, look at how the pandemic has shifted our industry, and learn from more leaders outside of our profession who can help accelerate our ability to navigate change.
All architecture firms are knowledge-based firms. A lot of times when I'll give a talk and I'll start talking about knowledge management, it's like a fish that's in water that doesn't realize it's in water, and then it looks around, it's like, oh yeah, we're swimming in knowledge, right? That is what we are doing here. Firms are constantly building new things and learning new things. They're learning new software, they're using new materials, they're designing new building types, they're using new assemblies. There's just all this kind of learning and innovation happening.
The next item in the ledger to the blockchain is that it is mathematically tied to the previous item. So as you build these blocks and as they're tied mathematically to each other, you can't just take one out of the middle because it actually blows up the equation. And where it ties nicely to architecture is that we don't create a sheet, a BIM model. We actually create a sheet and then we improve upon it. We revise it. We're not done with these artifacts we create until the construction is done. So there's a lot of value in knowing. And there is a timestamp with this, I should add. So it's not only the item and where it is in the stack, but it's when that item was added to the stack.
Our guests will help our listeners continue to explore new ideas and opportunities in their careers and businesses. we're giving listeners an opportunity to ask experts their questions and get responses. Stay subscribed to the show and tune in for the launch on January 21st, 2021.
Practice Disrupted Season 2 starts today. Listen and subscribe at GableMedia.com. That's GABLmedia.com.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay. We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.